All right, Rabbi Yossi, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Shin Samech Beis, the section titled Zeh Kineged Zeh. So the Mechaber writes as follows. He says, Novi kama dugmaos lemachshavos shal atzvus v'shal yeyush habaos mitoch kfira. Lu'umason mahina machshavos hanechonos al pi ha'emuna. So the Mechaber writes as follows. Let's bring a couple of different examples. Now, this is actually a very beautiful section. We'll begin it today. We're not going to get to finish it. So he brings a number of different examples of machshavos of atzmos and yeyush. So I want to ask the machshavos atzmos and yeyush. So examples of how a person could look, essentially two different ways of how a person could look at a particular scenario. One through the lens of emuna, and one ultimately again through the lens of sadness and despair. So he gives, for example, he says, hakfira. So let's say again, a person wants to look at a particular situation. So if a person, the kfira statement would be, li'olam lo eschatein, I'm never going to get married. So a person who's single, person says, I'm never going to get married. So that's what he calls the kfira statement. Now kfira is a very strong word. We often refer to kfira as a total, you know, in the sense of non-belief. In this case, what he means by kfira is the opposite of emuna. So what's the meaning? If there's an emuna statement, there's a kfira statement. Kfira doesn't mean that a person is antagonistic to God. Kfira just means that a person lacks emuna. So when a person lacks emuna, and I'm not married, I want to be married, so the statement I make is, I'm never going to get married. What's the emuna version of that statement? Im Hashem yirtza, hashiduch shali yagia elai berega zeh. That I recognize that at the end of the day, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, I could have my Shidduch this moment. But obviously, we spoke about this 2 days ago, but obviously, if I don't have it, it's because at this point in time, the Ribbono Shel Olam has said that I don't need it. I don't need it. It's not what I need to self-actualize at this moment. Next paragraph, HaKfira, the anti-Emuna statement is Hashem Shachach Osi. Person feels forsaken, a person feels forlorn, a person feels that at the end of the day the Ribbono Shel Olam has forgotten. A person says, God has forgotten about me. Ha'emuna. We'll say, what's the emuna version of the statement? Hashem lo shocheach af echad. The Ribbono Shel Olam forgets no one. Hashem ohev kol echad me'abruim shalo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves all of his creations. Hakol bahashkacha u'letova. Everything is with divine providence and for good. Ein kan shum taos. There is no mistake here, and everything is miduyak. Everything is exact, just as it should be. Next, hakfira. What's the lack of emuna statement? Hashem ina mu'unyan la'azorli. Hashem has no interest in helping me. Ha'emuna. What's the emuna version of that statement? Lo rak shum mu'unyan la'azorli. Not only does Kadosh Baruch Hu want to help me, ela komasha hu bara osi. The only reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me was to have compassion upon me and to help me. And even this incredible difficulty and this challenge that I'm having now is only to pave the way for something great that is about to come afterwards. Hakfira. We'll say the lack of emuna statement. I don't know how to daven. Or I have no desire to daven, or kashali lehispalo. It's difficult for me to daven. Ha'emuna. What's the emuna statement? Ani mevakish mehashem tein b'fi tefila. Ribono shel olam, place the words of the prayer in my mouth. Hashem sefasai tiftach ufiyagit tefila secha. Tein lichishik lehispalo. Give me a desire to daven. Tein li ava. Litvila. Give me ultimately again a love of davening. Page Shin Samech Gimel. Ta'azor li laharich ulaharbos betvila. Ad shekabel mevukashi. Ultimately again, give me the ability or help me to prolong my prayer, which means to engage consistently in prayer, until I get ultimately again what it is that I feel that I want. She'ida ech lefayis oscha ulratzos oscha. Ultimately, give me the ability to appease you. Give me the ability to reach you with the right words. Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi yagiti lasecha. Okay. Kfira. We'll say the lack of emuna statements. We'll say this is a very profound idea, because what the Mechaber is saying is in life, there are two lenses through which you could choose to see the circumstances of life. You could see it through the lens of emuna, or you can see it through the lens of kfira. Those are the only two lenses that exist. Now, obviously, within each of those lenses, perhaps there might be different prescriptions. But lemais, again, these are the two lenses through which I have the ability to see all of life's circumstances. So the next case, kfira, ani lo yutzlach. So I'll say, right, the kfira statement is, I'll never be successful. I'll never be successful. Ha'emuna, ha'etzloch hime Hashem. Success is from God. Adakshav lo hitzlachti, ki alachti bekochi va'otzem yadi. Up until now, I haven't been successful. But maybe that's because, ultimately what? Maybe that's because I've focused a bit too much on kochi va'otzem yadi, on thinking that my success is up to me and me alone. But now I'm going to strengthen myself with the emuna that Hashem controls everything, and maybe now I will be successful. Hakfira. We'll say, what's the kfira statement? Lo holechli. Things are not going well. Lo holechli, that's the expression. Lo holechli, meaning it's not going with me. Things aren't going well. Right. Things aren't going well. Ha emuna. What's the emuna statement? Holechli mitsuyan. So this to me is the most dramatic one, right? The kfira statement is nothing in life is working out. The amuna statement, everything is great. Everything is great. So I say, so what's the pshat? This one is a bit much. How can I say that everything is great when mamish everything is not working out? We'll say for one simple reason, bidiyuk kafisha Hashem rotze, because it's happening exactly as the Ribono Shel Olam wants it to happen. It's happening exactly as it should be. Shelo yelech li sha'al yidei zeh es orer ladas es afsiusi v'sha'akom imenu zeh adavar hatov biyoser sheyachol likros li. Ultimately, again, says the Mechaber, that the Emunah statement is, everything is going perfectly, everything is going exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be. And ultimately, again, that which sometimes doesn't work out the way that I wanted it, it's a wake-up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam is trying to teach me something, tell me something, and to highlight to me that all is from Him. This is by far the best thing in the world which can possibly happen to me. I'll say this, that last one I think is the, out of all of them, is the most profound. Laholichli, nothing's working out. That's the kfira, the emuna. Everything is perfect. Everything is perfect, just as it should be. So far, I will say, actually, you know what, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with the rest of this section. Again, there's a lot more, and they're all really incredible. But the Musar, the incredible lesson being that ultimately life is all about which lens you choose to look at your circumstances through. The lens of Kfira, the lens of Amuna, that choice of your life orientation makes all of the difference. All right, so we'll stop here. Yeah.